This week, we've been hearing about a first-time teacher as she gains confidence in the classroom. Well, battles with confidence often start much earlier in life, in adolescence. In this commentary, high school student Maya Litauer shares how a middle school friendship first challenged her self-esteem and then helped her find it.
My name is Maya Litauer, and I'm 16 years old. 2 years ago, in eighth grade, I became best friends with the girl who I would have done anything for. We prided ourselves on our ability to be completely honest with each other. We shared secrets we wouldn't dare tell anyone else. We were a constant jumble of words, of limbs, of clothes and phone calls and pictures, wandering in the streets barefoot because we could. She made me feel special, like we could do anything together. In reality, I was just her knockoff. I tried to look like her, tried to talk like her, tried to act like her. But I believed I loved her, so I agreed with things I knew were wrong, like how the girl whose dad died was a bitch for trying to be our friend, and how all the guys flirted with us because we knew everyone else was worthless. I was the one she could talk trash to, because she knew I would agree that the girls who called us stupid and bitchy were wrong. At the time, I didn't see the flaws in our friendship. I thought these things were normal, good even. I thought they cemented our love towards each other, when really, they prevented me from loving myself. In truth, our relationship was founded on jabbing at each other to make ourselves feel better. In truth, I feared that disagreeing with this girl would make me uncool or unpopular or worse than her. In truth, I constantly questioned my appearance, emotions, popularity, decisions, and actions. Then, on a school trip, one of our close, mutual friends said to me, "You do agree with her a lot. Whenever she says she likes something, you automatically agree." That's when I realized that maybe my opinions were not mine at all and my thoughts were not mine because she had them first. And maybe the reason she was the only one of us that people remembered was because we were all like her, all exclusive and judgmental and insecure and trying to be sexy just like she was. After a lot of fighting and drama and feeling unsafe and violated, we stopped being friends. I realized my self-confidence doesn't have to depend on that girl's opinions or criticisms. Just because she thought my stretch marks were ugly, wanted me to hate the way they grow on my skin, didn't mean I had to. It took me a while, but I learned that I can do better than hating the way I look and caring all the time what other people think of me. I haven't been in contact with this girl for almost 2 years now, and I'm much happier with myself. I don't have to constantly compare myself to her or question myself around her because I decided that I didn't have to. I don't have to depend on her to tell me how pretty I am, how much I'm trying to look good on any given day. Now, it's up to me to decide. And that's the way it should be.